have something from the far reaches of the galaxy.
Oh, what is it?
Steve Oteo of the AM brings you Theology Thursday with Pastors Brian Nixon and Jared Petro. Get your questions in at studio@star88.fm.
Theology Thursday, welcome to the show.
The shoe.
Steve Oteo, Pastor Brian Nixon, and a girl, Steph, joining us this morning.
It's great to have Steph joining us this morning.
Right?
Thanks, guys.
All the way from somewhere to be here with us.
I came from a place that's warmer than here It's called Minnesota.
Oh.
It's way warmer today out
Minnesota
there.
Is warmer than us? How embarrassing is that?
All week. You should be embarrassed.
I am a little embarrassed.
A little bit. But I'm here because we're celebrating Crew Week, and I wanted to be a part of the celebration, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for making Star 88 possible. You know, we wouldn't do what we do for you because we wouldn't be able to if it weren't for your financial support. So
yeah.
I know it's like, what? Paying for radio? I don't get it. Well, this is a ministry. It's not a commercial station. It's a nonprofit station. So like any other ministry, we take tax-deductible donations, and that's what fuels the ministry and the expansion. So people's lives are changing every day. I mean, you're hearing stories about people's lives that have changed because they're hearing the truth of God's word on today. Days like today, Theology Thursday, and getting the truth of God's word. What does it mean to my life? How do I walk it forward? So that is gold. If you would be able to provide that, not only for yourself, but for somebody else who needs it today too, well, that would be amazing. So all you got to do is spend 2 minutes on the phone. We've got friends from the crew here waiting to talk to you. Take your prayer request, take your gift amount, and we've got some goodies we're going to pass along to you as well. Some super fun stuff, including being locked into a room for 90 minutes with Steve-O and Teo and trying to escape.
Forget 7 minutes in heaven. We're going 90.
So here's your number, 866-730-4921. 866-730-4921.
I got to put something together here.
Yeah.
Stephanie, she said goodies, and then she said locked in a room with you for that.
It's all framing, isn't it? There is a local business
that came alongside us and said, dude, we believe in what you're doing. How can we help? And they're called the Escape Room. And what they do is they have different themed rooms. It's kind of like a puzzle. You know, hey, something to do on a Friday night. You go lock yourself in this room and there's different puzzles and there's different math apparently is involved.
Ooh,
different locks,
nice,
whatnot,
math.
And the goal is to try and escape.
You find clues and then you're competing against each other because
the teams are in different rooms.
Okay. So that's what we're doing. So we've got 10 passes.
So it's not just in a room with you for 90 minutes, and that's one of our goodies.
Weird.
Trying
we're
to
like,
escape.
That's like creepy.
So, what's up? Yeah. Cool, man. No,
that's what we had to tell Steve-O it was so he would do it.
But I just wanted to get people's attention because you know that's a way.
So what's the number people call?
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. We have 10 passes left. That'll get you and a friend into one of the escape rooms, if you will, with Teo and I, or Birga, or Daniel, along with the Ground Control t-shirt, copy of Through the Eyes of a Lion, a book. We're asking for your monthly gift of $35 a month, or more, if you can swing more. That would be incredible, because we are a listener-supported station. And I got to tell you, this is one of my favorite parts of this station, so I'm stoked that we get to talk about this during this hour.
Yes, and let me just throw in a personal testimony. Not to rub my back here, but I do support.
Pat your back. You rub it?
Because you guys are doing creepy stuff. You guys are talking creepy. I just wanted to add to the creepiness of this morning so far.
Sweet.
So I do support Star 88.
You do.
And it really is a blessing. It's a privilege to know when you could turn on the radio, you hear great music, you hear fun show, but you hear the gospel, most importantly.
Yeah.
And so knowing that my money is going towards such a fabulous ministry, it really does bring a sense of joy, and it brings a sense of accomplishment that I'm partnering with something that is trying to reach the world for Christ.
Dude, you are that rare dodo bird known as somebody who actually works here and financially supports the station. So.
Aren't you one of those dodo birds, Steve-O?
I mean,
do we
incredible.
Need to get you on the line right now?
Yeah, dude.
We got a spot for you on the phone.
Hey, before you leave, Steph, could you give us PR training? Because I think we need it.
We're calling our own crew members dodo birds because they give.
Let's see. I'm talking about this guy because he works here and supports us financially.
I know.
Like
and
you.
Dodo birds are extinct, and we're known for being dumb.
So today is Theology Thursday. Normally, every Thursday during the 9 o'clock hour, this is what you can expect. Myself, Teo, and of course, Pastor Brian Nixon, Stephen Christian, who is normally in here with us, but he's on a writer's retreat in Nashville.
Whatever.
We're actually here hanging out, and today we wanted to talk about something very special, being that it is Crew Week, and we are actually asking for financial support of this ministry. It's important to know why we do this, because as Steph was saying earlier, why would I give to a radio station? I mean, I guess when I go to church, I understand tithing and we're supposed to give, but how does that work with a Christian radio station?
Yeah, well, we're going to cover three things today. We're going to cover the larger theological term called omnibenevolence.
Ooh.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And that works itself out into generosity, which works itself into giving.
Okay.
So these three are related.
Okay.
But it begins with the bigger term of omnibenevolence. And this is the idea that God is omnibenevolent. That means he's infinite in his essence. God is who he is. And who he is, according to the Bible, is love. And so love is an essence of God, and therefore God is eternally loving. God is infinite in his love. And part of what flows from God's nature is generosity. And this really takes in two major forms, what we call grace and common grace.
Okay.
Grace normally would be a specific thing, that God's grace is given to an individual. They receive it. They become a Christian, what we would call someone is born again.
Yeah.
But common grace is that which God gives to all individuals. And that is air, you know, that we breathe, food, all of this type of stuff. So the bottom line, though, is that God is a giving God who's giving grace upon this world.
All the time.
All the time. And that's a reflection of his character, of who he is. Mm. God cannot be anything other than loving and graceful as one of his attributes. By the way, hold that thought for a minute. When you're talking about the attributes of God, you have to understand that there are non-moral attributes, and there are moral attributes.
Okay.
And God is holy, all of these things. So when we're talking about his omnibenevolence and his grace, these are what we'd call moral attributes. They're characteristics that flow from God's person.
Okay.
Question, students. Do you have any thoughts, Steve-O?
Well, Mateo? I mean, this is already fascinating. It's Theology Thursday. I usually just sit back like an idiot and soak it in and then try and remember the big words so I can sound smart.
Yeah, omnibenevolence. Yeah.
Omnibenevolence.
But grace.
Common grace.
Common grace.
Yes.
Common grace. So with that, part of this idea of God's nature being a giving God is that we, as followers of Christ, are to reflect God's nature. We're to be conduits of what God has given us. Therefore, as part of our natural response to God, we should have a generous and giving heart.
Okay.
And that's not just me saying, but that's the Bible, you know, telling us to say that.
You know, so here's where I'm going with this in my thought process too. We've been created in the likeness and image of God.
Yeah.
So, Pastor, do you think even there's a part of us that already innately knows that and is driven toward that, but then maybe fear gets in the way and we think, well, am I really supposed to be generous, but I have to be sensible, but I have to think about this and that? But since we've been created in the likeness and image of God, who is generous by nature, there's got to be a part of that in us that we love, which is why it's more blessed to give than receive, because there actually is an element of joy when there's a pure heart of giving, because we get back. Like, it feels good.
You're spot on. You're exactly right. Because we are...
Teo and I are going to go.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm looking for you guys for such an insightful question. And Steph comes. But let me answer her question. She's exactly right. The term that she's thrown out is Imago Deo. It means we're made in the image of God. And part of that is that we are reflectors of that. And therefore, we do want to give.
Yeah.
And let's even just narrow the field a little bit. Let's not just say general, but let's say our own family. You want to give. Give your kids good things.
Yeah.
You want to give them food. You want to make sure there's a shelter provided over their house. And then, obviously, there are certain things in your life that you may respond to. Maybe let's say it's homelessness or it's something else. And you want to give of yourself. You want to give of your resources, your time. And all of this is part of the innate nature. Because we're reflectors, we're made in God's image, we want to give and be generous towards those specific things, just like God has given and is generous towards us. So Steph is spot on.
It is Crew Week. We are here for you. One of our favorite hours of the week. We hope you love this hour. It's Theology Thursday. You can always download the podcast for anything we've ever talked about on this hour at star88.fm. We do that as a free resource to you. We also provide the resources here at Parchment's Bookstore week in and week out. If there are books that, you know, whether we're talking about creation versus evolution or whatever the topic seems to be, we love providing that resource. We can only do that with your support, though. You got to give us a call. We are a listener-supported station. So as we pour out on a daily basis, our prayer is that you are touched by this, your life is being transformed by these conversations, and hopefully pointing you to a relationship with Jesus Christ. And therefore, we're hoping that you will come alongside us as we talk about giving. It's Crew Week, and this is the week where we do ask you for financial support. So we're asking you to give this number a call right now, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921 to donate. We're looking for monthly donors of $35 or more a month. And as we continue to talk here on Theology Thursday.
Yeah, Steph threw out something else that I think really is important for us to get our heads around. And she mentioned a scripture that it is more blessed to give than receive. Couple of notes about that before we unpack that. First of all, when Luke, who wrote Acts, by the way, this text is from Acts 20, verse 35. When Luke wrote this, he's quoting from a section of Jesus' saying that is not recorded in the Gospels, which is a really kind of cool thing, that this little saying that Luke gathered was something that the early disciples and the early church knew about, and he saw fit to include it in the book of Acts. So what's interesting is it says, the larger context of all this, it says, in all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And there are three key words that we could pull from this, Steve-O, Mateo, and Steph. Mm-hmm. The first is blessed. And the Greek for that is markeos, and that means happy and well off. Hmm. So we are happy and well off when we're being generous. Mm-hmm. When we are giving, it brings something to us. It brings, you know, an inner joy, a happiness to our life when we give. The second thing we learn from this text is that we are to give. And that Greek word is didymai. And really, it is to grant or give or offer. But interestingly enough, the bigger implications of this word is there's an adventure in giving. Mm-hmm. There's something to say that I'm giving you something that maybe I could use in a different area. Maybe I could go buy a new car, or I could buy, you know, coffee today. But I'm taking this step of faith, this adventure with God, and I'm going to give it to this ministry or this person and see what God does with it. So sure, we're going to be happy. There's going to be an inner joy from that. But there's also this adventure of saying, listen, I'm taking this thing that I could give to myself or somewhere, and I'm going to give it to God's work, and I'm going to watch what God does with this gift. Man. There's an adventure with God wrapped up in this. But the third word that we learned from this is it's better to give than to receive. And this is this idea of the Greek is actually lambano, and it's this idea that it's better to go on this adventure with God than it is just to sit there and receive something that you're going to hoard. It's this idea that I'm receiving it, I'm just going to use it for my benefit. So my challenge to our listeners is to go on an adventure with God. Yeah. Watch what God wants to do with you giving. And the end result is that you will be blessed. There will be that inner joy.
I was going to say, and it's funny because when you do give, you in turn receive something greater than if you had just harbored that whatever it is that you're holding on to.
Lambano.
Yeah, and I love, you know, Scripture also talks about, you know, God, he loves a cheerful giver, that hylos, that hilarious, you know what I mean?
That's exactly right.
And the idea that he loves a giver who is joyful in their giving. We don't want anyone to call this phone number that's feeling burdened or bullied or pressured into giving, because that is not the heart behind it. And you shouldn't give if that is the heart behind it. If you do not 100% believe believe in you, in this gift that you are giving to a ministry that is glorifying Jesus with it, then you should wait. You should be prayerfully considering your gift before you do. But if you are that person that's like, shut up and give me the phone number because this sounds amazing, right on. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. And, you know,
Steve, what if I'm sitting at my computer and I just can't make a phone call right now, but I could get on my computer? How could I donate via the World Wide Web?
Why, Brian, I'm glad you asked that leading question. At star88.fm/donate. That's star88.fm. If you go there, you can donate there as well. With your monthly donation of $35 or more a month, we want to bless you back as we talk about that. We're going to give you an exclusive t-shirt. We're going to give you a book. I believe we still have some Winter Jam CDs that we can throw in there. And right now, thanks to the Escape Room, we still have some passes to get locked in a room with us for 90 minutes as we try and go on this adventure to get out of a room. So there are some cool ways, but as we talk about this on Theology Thursday, phone lines open, 1-866-730-4921. Teo, you had mentioned earlier.
I have a question.
Yeah. Yes.
So how do, say I'm sitting out there and I'm listening, and I'm like, I could do that. I could go alongside the radio station or whatever. But I see all this other stuff in the world. Hmm. I see all this pain. I see all these kids in other countries that don't have anything. I see people here that don't have anything. How do you theologically justify giving to a radio station over, you know, say some other, you know, cause like that, like putting money into people's hands? How do you do that?
Yeah, good question. First of all, I would step back and say someone who wants to try to divide the kingdom of God in such a manner doesn't really have a full understanding of what the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God is not just about helping orphans and widows, though that is high on God's list. It's also about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. And the radio is a means by which we do spread the good news of Jesus Christ. So to highlight one over the other is really, I think, a mistaken avenue that Christians take. It's not either or, it's both. Right. We should be doing both. So it goes back to what you said, Steve-O. We need to pray and decide in our own heart how we're going to give. And not out of compulsion, but to give with hilarity. Yeah. And that is taken from 2 Corinthians 9:7. Yep. So listen to it in its fullness. For each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And as you already pointed out, Steve-O, that word for cheerful is hilaros, mm-hmm. which is a willing or a merry. It's where we get hilarious.
Right.
You know, this idea of hilarious. So we have to pray about it. We have to look at what God is doing and say, you know what? My heart is behind getting the gospel out through this radio station, and therefore I want to give and partner with the radio station to get the gospel out. And maybe somewhere else down the line, God's going to speak to our heart, and I'm going to help the homeless or the widows or the orphans. It's not an either or. It's a both and, as the Lord impresses upon your heart.
It is Theology Thursday. If you're just tuning in, it is day 4 of Crew Week. We are within the second to last day of our our fundraiser, we are a nonprofit, listener supported station. It's because of you that we're able to have shows like this, Theology Thursday. So we're asking, if you love this programming, would you please consider calling 1-866-730-4921? It has been awesome to see when people are giving, those that are, as you said, that hilarious giver. What is the programming that you enjoy? If Theology Thursday is something you enjoy, please consider giving during this hour so that we know.
So yeah. So your number is 1-866-730-4921. 866-730-4921. If you are streaming online right now, you know all you got to do is click that donate button at star88.fm. And Pastor Brian, I love that you said we don't need to divide in terms of priority, because when the kingdom of heaven is at hand and evidence in our lives, all of those things are possible at one time.
That's right.
So I just help me with this. I know in Proverbs 11 it talks about those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Mm. And I get this idea sometimes that people think, man, I'm going to have to sacrifice. Ooh, if I give, I'm going to have to give up my coffee. I'm going to have to give up my cable TV. I have to give up something in order to give here. And I just feel like is God a big enough God to bring a dollar a day through your bank account, right through the ministry of Star 88, without this mentality that it's got to be one thing or another thing. Right. Now, if you have things to sacrifice because they're an idol in your life, go for it. Do right. it. Right. But right. I don't know. I don't. This mentality of it has to be either or something, or I give to either here or I give to there, you know, feels so restrictive to me. And if God is promising that as we refresh others, we will also be refreshed, that means if he's leading us to give, he's not going to let us hanging out there on the limb in need ourselves.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, the scripture reference you're going back to is Proverbs 11:25. In the ESV version, it says, whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. And it's this idea, if you're giving to these causes, these kingdom causes, let's call them,
okay,
and you're watering, God will water you. There will be an internal blessing, and it goes back to that passage in Acts 20, that we will be blessed, we will be well off, we will be happy, there will be joy. And it connotes this adventure with God. So when we're giving, not dividing up the kingdom work, because we're not called to divide up the kingdom work, we're called to be participants in the kingdom. We all have a brick to lay in that foundation, and those bricks could take on different forms. Some of those forms are helping the homeless and the orphans and the widows. Some of those are to help a radio station. But again, it's not either or. It's the why watering out for across the kingdom. It's watering the kingdom's lawn and then allowing the God to water back to us. And you're exactly right. Proverbs 11:25.
Which is interesting. Coming up tonight, Teo and I, we're going to be out at the Santa Ana Star Center from 2 to 7 p.m. broadcasting live for Winter Jam. Mm. We will also be collecting canned goods for the Albuquerque mm-hmm. Rescue Mission as we talk mm-hmm. about helping the homeless, a vital ministry in the Albuquerque area, the community here of Albuquerque, taking care of the homeless. They provide meals twice a day, 6 days a week, and an incredible partner of Star 88. So tonight we will be collecting canned goods specifically for the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
So here's a challenge to our listeners. You know, come tonight and bring a can for the homeless, and also call 1-866-730-4921 and support the kingdom work through this radio station.
Absolutely. And we want to bless you back, as we're talking about those who water will get watered. Mm-hmm. If you will.
Himself will be watered, or herself will be watered.
We want to water you with a t-shirt, bro.
That's exactly
we've got
right.
an exclusive Ground Control t-shirt. We got a copy of Pastor Levi Lusco's brand new book, Through the Eyes of a Lion, which, man, talk about, this book will punch you in the face and then inspire you to go do something with it. We also have a few passes left to the Escape Room, which, if you're not familiar with that, a local business here in Albuquerque, kind enough to partner with us and say, hey man, we believe in what you're doing. Here's how we can help. So they have given us these passes. Coming up December 3rd, I believe it's a Thursday, mm-hmm. you, me, Daniel, Birga, we're all going to be out at the Escape Room with different rooms. There are, I guess, a few different rooms to choose from, themed. We're going to get locked in for 90 minutes and try and quote-unquote escape, if that sounds
find
like...
clues to
yeah.
get out.
Yeah, and you guys are each going to have your own teams. So if you are listening and you're calling in to give right now with $35 a month or more, you will be assigned one of these rooms, right? You'll be on one of these teams, and you compete against each other to see who can be the brainiest and get out of your room fast enough, right?
Which so, I feel like if Beanix was with us, we would win
hands down.
In spades.
Smartest dude I know. It drives me crazy.
So the number... Yeah.
Just say another big word real quick before she gives the number.
No, I like the number.
Oh, okay,
soliloquy.
Sorry,
okay. You can give the number.
Soliloquy. Gosh.
Whoa.
Where did that come
from? Very
Southern
nice.
Southern charm over there.
Four syllables.
Very nice.
1-866-730-4921. Thanks for calling right now. 866-730-4921. Guys, will you also just highlight the fact that as people give right here, right now, spending 2 minutes on the phone for Star 88, that it is also like they are giving to places in the community that are making real life connections and helping people in need? Because you guys are so involved in that, and most of us really don't get to hear about that very often. But giving a gift to Star 88 is helping to feed the hungry. It is helping to shelter the homeless. It is coming alongside families with kids with special needs. It is doing so much more than you probably even know.
Well, the funny thing
is,
this weekend, actually, Teo and I, we were talking about this earlier off air. Him and I will be emceeing an event here locally for the Albuquerque community. It's called the Casa Ball, and in partnership with ABQ Heading Home, their mission is to keep homelessness rare, non-reoccurring, and they actually provide homes for near homeless families. Mm-hmm. They have housed, how many families have they housed over the hundreds?
I can't remember. It's been a great amount of families.
An incredible organization here in the city, and we're emceeing this event this weekend. We have put in some serious man hours to be a part of this. Star 88 partnering with the city, with CASA Ball, with ABQ Heading Home. We're not getting a penny for doing that. That's just something that we are giving of our time because we believe in the community of Albuquerque, in this organization. And so we're going to be this weekend out there doing that very thing for ABQ Heading Home, for the CASA Ball. And so, just one of the ways we want to be out there, man.
Yeah, and let me just bring this back to another Bible verse that I'd like to challenge and encourage our listeners with. You know, we're talking about sharing of our time and talents. Well, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 18 through 19, it says, they are to do good. That is Christians. Christians are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasures for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. And that word for ready to distribute and share means to be imparting liberally. Mm. It means to be giving liberally of your time, of your talents, and that's exactly what you're challenging yourself to do. You know, you're out there giving of your time liberally, and we're asking our listeners to give liberally, to share, to distribute. Why? The text tells us because we're laying a good foundation for the future.
Yeah.
And it's not just the future of helping homeless, and that is important. As you guys know, I'm all about helping the homeless. It's not just about this, but it's eternal future as well, helping to present and establish and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. At its core, that is what we are about at Star 88, presenting the good news of Jesus Christ, that Christ rose from the dead. And if you believe that, if you believe that Christ rose from the dead and you want to hear that message go out, we would encourage you to call 1-866-730-4921.
Man, and we just heard a story in the last hour. I was blown away by the dude who called and said, yeah, man, I found out about you guys because I'm a skater and the skate park was jamming you guys out here at Calvary Albuquerque, not a believer. And he just gave it a shot, started listening, and fell in love with some rad bands. He was mentioning Norma Jean. Five Iron, some great bands like that. And then a month later, here at Calvary Albuquerque, he ended up giving his life to Jesus because, first, the seed was planted through this radio station, through the speakers of the skate park here. And it was just like, man, mind-blowing. It had nothing to do with somebody actually saying, Jesus died for your sins and you need to repent. And it was a song. Song that sparked that started it. So we obviously believe in this ministry. Yeah. We believe in the music. We believe in the message. We believe in this hour. I absolutely love Theology Thursday. If you believe in it, give us a call, 1-866-730-4921. And we've already had three people call in with their monthly donation.
Yeah, we got to say huge thanks to those guys.
Yeah, you got
the... thank you, Vanessa. Thank you, Joel.
Yes, Vanessa, thank you. Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
So what we're learning is that they're going to be happy. They're going to be walking in an adventure with God. That there's going to be some hilarious times in their life. And that they are distributing, sharing liberally of their time. Time and talents.
Now, a question on that, because as we talk about this, we talk about giving, we don't want to fool anyone. We don't want people to hear this and go, whoa, okay, so wait, I only got to give $35 a month.
And the Lord's going to give me $3,000?
So thankful that it's not turning into some kind of prosperity.
No. And that's exactly what I want to hit on, because there's a dude in Houston who's got really white, pearly teeth, who's like, if you just give right now, hey, Lord's going to bless your life. Lord. Best you now.
And that's
Lord,
why we come back to scripture.
Exactly.
We come back to scripture, particularly in that Acts 20, where they're quoting Jesus as more blessed to give than receive, because that blessed is an inner. It really is an inner joy.
Talk about that.
Well, that's what it is. It's not necessarily, I give, it's not like an investment.
And then
I'm going to give $30 and I'm going to give $300 and my, all this. No, it is an inner well-being. It's an inner joy. It's the sustaining satisfaction knowing that you are serving alongside the Holy Spirit in this world.
Yeah,
so,
amen.
Guys, I just want to mention, too, even in you know, what we would call worldly or secular circles. You know, here we go dividing again. But
yeah.
But I had a lot of training as a coach and sort of a somebody who provides some counsel and also ministry training. And funny enough, even in psychology circles, there are different levels of people in terms of how satisfied they are in their life, right? Now, statistically speaking, for human beings, the most, like the highest level of satisfaction comes from contribution.
Wow.
People who are surveyed say, yep, it feels good to be secure. Yep, it feels good to have variety. Yeah, it feels good to be loved and be connected. Yeah, it feels good to know where I'm going next. But ultimately, through all of that, the people said the highest form of absolute satisfaction was to be contributing back to the world in some way.
And I think that goes back, Steph, to what you pointed out at the beginning of the broadcast, is that is a reflection of God's nature working in and through his creation, us.
Yeah.
We're imago Deo. God is joyful. As an omnibenevolent, you know, creator, he loves to bestow us with gifts. Look at the world around us. Look at the air we breathe. Look at these amazing things. So that is part of his heart. I just want to give and love on you. And we being made in the image of God, we reflect that. We find joy in giving, in contributing. And that's why I think, you know, when Luke's writing this in Acts, you know, this it's this inner satisfaction that matters the most. Not that if I give 30, I'm going to get $300 back. It's not about that.
Right.
It's that I get the joy and satisfaction of partnering with God and proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ.
I think living in Albuquerque, New Mexico has many benefits. One of them being we get to see that as we talk about God's gifts and his creation, because we can look out the window at the gorgeous mountains.
The cement.
At night, the cement.
Skip just was blessed by the cement.
At night, the stars. You know, we know Psalm 19 talks about pouring forth the speech of God. It's incredible to see. I mean, we've been hanging out with Venus for like a month now, right?
Sure. And something over the mountains that Skip did say, and I wanted to talk about it, and then I forgot.
Yeah.
I forget everything. But different parts of the country are known for, like, you know, the East Coast, it's your sunrise. And then, of course, the West Coast is the sunset. But here, it's just like the sky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know Montana's big sky country or whatever, but here, it's the same thing. It's
That's
the
right.
whole, you know, the sunrise to the sunset and all the stars we get to see and everything.
That's right.
It's a really special place to be.
All reflectors of God's goodness and omnibenevolence.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
you know, let me tell you a story just about the radio station. As you guys know, we're starting a preschool and we're doing family interviews. And I'm interviewing a fella earlier this week, and we asked them, you know, how did you come to know the Lord? And he mentioned he came to know the Lord through the radio station.
Wow.
That he was listening, and this is probably 10 years ago or something of that nature.
I was here!
Just at a really difficult time in his life, and he turns on the radio and he starts to listen to what is being said. And he hears on the radio at the end of this, come to Calvary Albuquerque. He comes and he gives his life to the Lord.
Yeah.
And it's because of the radio stations, ministries like Star 88, that people do come into contact with Jesus Christ. And so when people give, when people donate, and they give cheerfully, they give hilariously, they give to grant others the opportunity to hear the good news, they're doing so not because we're exalting ourselves, but because we're exalting Christ.
Amen.
So 866-730-4921, that's 866-730-4921. If you want to partner in a ministry that really wants to lift up the name of Jesus.
Yeah, Steph, I know you got a roll, getting ready to leave, but it is Theology Thursday. We do this every single Thursday, 9 o'clock hour. I believe it's one of the things that sets us apart as a radio station, very different programming, and powerful program. We've gotten so many emails from people, whether was, you know, in their quiet time reading something, confused about a scripture, confused about, you know, what God's doing and really kind of unsure. This is a resource that we provide on a weekly basis because we believe that God's word speaks to everything in life.
Right.
There's nothing that is untouched by the word of God. We love it. We hope you do too. And if you believe in it, please give us a call. We're a listener-supported station. It's because of your financial donation that we're able to have programming like Theology Thursday. Phone lines are open 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. The phone line blowing
the
up over here.
The studio phone line is also blowing up.
Let's go out. Here we go. Theology Thursday. Hello.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What up?
What are you doing?
Matt,
is this Matt?
Matt Gentry.
Matt Gentry, are you gonna ask a really profound question?
You called
again?
The wrong number, bud.
I'm just kidding. What's up, man?
No, I wanted to touch on what Phoenix just said about supporting the ministry.
Yeah.
You know, it's no secret that the station has changed format over the years, and you know, and everybody has their favorite format and this sort of thing, and and oh, I miss this, or I really like that. I think a lot of times people miss the whole point of the ministry of it, and you're not giving to a format, you're giving to the ministry and the power of that ministry and the transformed lives that ministry over the last 30 years has been able to provide. So
so true, Matt.
Matt, does that mean I can't get my Three Amigos tattoo that I was working on?
Well, no, then you'd copy me because, you know, I had my back done.
I know. Well, I thought matching tattoos, you know.
But let's pause here. Matt, stay on the phone. Let's pause here. So, you know, obviously 10 years ago, it was you, Matt, and Joey who were the Three Amigos.
We were.
And this radio ministry has impacted lives, and we've heard testimonies from people who have been impacted from the Three Amigos, you know, which was at a different format, different music, and then it went to a different name in a different format. But through it all, I just want to amen what Matt's saying, that the core of Christ
is
still there.
Yeah.
The music may change, some of the on-air talent may change, but the core message has not changed. And that is what you're supporting.
Yeah.
You're not supporting a person, you know, a radio talent. You're not supporting even a style of music. You're supporting the work of the gospel in this community, and really through the internet and apps and everything through the world.
Yeah.
We get letters and emails and texts from people in Texas, from overseas, South Africa we've gotten. Mm-hmm. And so it really is an international ministry. So Matt, thank you for being part of this ministry and its history as well.
Dude, for real.
Absolutely. It's some of my favorite memories of my life, you know, and being a part of that ministry is what transformed my life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I was there, I was going through an incredibly difficult time.
Yeah.
And, you know, through that, what I call desert, I guess, I came out on the other side. You know, things happened to me that I didn't understand in the beginning. Like, why did that happen? Why did this? And, it's really easy to blame others for your own circumstances that potentially you created, because that's the easy way out. But, you know, the ministry has touched my life, and I just want to reemphasize that it's not about format. Just like when you go to your church and they remodel or they change the kids' program or everything, you may not agree, but you still go and you trust that the leadership is doing what they feel they need to do.
Mm.
And it's the same thing with a radio station, you know?
Dude.
So. Amen. Yeah, it's not about us. It's about Christ.
Amen. Gentry, thank you so much and for reminding me that after all these years, you have moved on to television. You're doing bigger and better things. Joey has moved on to work at the hospital. Mm-hmm. Guys are like, yeah, six figures. And I'm still here. So it's good.
I'm here and I get to go to Norway next week.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Get to do all this cool stuff.
I just want to shout out to everybody.
Steve-O just gets left behind.
It's not about me.
Yeah.
Just feel sorry for
you. You know what? You know what, Steve-O? You have the job that everybody wants.
Huh.
You know what I mean?
No. Yes. Yeah,
well, because it is a job at its core is proclaiming the good news
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
And,
cool.
and
Absolutely.
You're doing it through a fun, inventive way.
I love
and so as we listen to these stories, as we listen to these testimonies, be it from the people that wrote in, the ones we've shared, you know, call 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. And support with $35 a month to keep this ministry moving forward, equipping it so it can continue to equip the saints by proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man. Gentry, thanks for calling, man.
See you guys.
Love you, dude.
See you, Matt. God bless you. Thanks for calling in. You know,
I love that, man.
This reminds me of something that Matt brought up, and also, you know, getting back to Theology Thursday and the biblical theology of generosity and giving. You know, Jesus himself, you know, so far we've quoted from Luke, we've quoted from Paul, but what does Jesus himself have to say about giving, about generosity? Well, he obviously said, it is more blessed to give than receive, which we started off with, but there's a general principle about giving that is found in the Sermon on the Mount. And that's about where we want to lay up our treasures.
Yeah.
Where is it that we want to lay up the things that are important to us? Do we want to lay up bigger houses and more cars and more motorcycles and more of this and more of that? Or do we want to lay up our treasures in the work of the Lord? And so right there, smack dab in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, In chapter 6, beginning in verse 19, this is Jesus talking, and this is a command. Listen to what he says. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And this is such a profoundly rich passage. We could spend hours unpacking it. But the bottom line is there's a command not to do something. And that's not to lay up our treasures on earth. Yeah. But the converse is that we're to lay up our treasures in heaven. And what we could read into this is that we're to support heavenly-minded ministries, things that are about the kingdom's business. And Star 88 is about the kingdom's business. Absolutely. It is about, well, broadcasts like Theology Thursday, equipping people, teaching them about what the Bible has to say, teaching them about
and
the
how
character.
To practically live it out.
That's right. The character and nature of God. All of these are part of kingdom business. So Jesus is clear. We're to support things like Star 88, that it's about God's kingdom.
Mm. Amen. Dude, if you are a fan of Star 88, if you believe in this ministry, if you just love Theology Thursday, because we have the people that chime in and say, man, I love this show.
I love this show.
The long form, whatever. If you're a fan of that, give us a call. 1-866.
Donate during this hour.
Yeah. 730-4921. We've gotten a few already this hour, which is amazing.
Really encouraging.
Thanks to Jamie. Thanks to Joelle.
Vanessa.
And Vanessa. Phone lines are open. 1-866-730-4921. And we want to remind you, if you're the next, I think, seven people that call in this hour, we have spots available for the escape room.
Yeah.
Your chance to hang out 90 minutes. We're going to get locked in a room and try and figure our way out. You're also going to get an exclusive Ground Control t-shirt, copy of Through the Eyes of a Lion book by Pastor Levi Lusco. And that's for your gift of $35 or more a month.
Totally.
When you call 1-866-730-4921.
And I want to share a little insight before you guys start talking again. Because I can't. It's like,
yeah.
But anyway, one of the biggest things that I like about Theology Thursday and the station is that, like, we were talking about the division. I think it's just a human trait. It's a human inclination to divide. We want to separate things. I mean, even when it comes down to good and bad, you know, and I know there's merits to that, but we separate. And so the reason I asked that question earlier is because a lot of times that's the easiest way to get away from having to invest in something, is to say, I don't have to do that because I'm doing something right now with my money that's way more important than just like a radio station. Mm. And I think that was so important when you pointed out, Beanix, that it's not this or that, it's both.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're vitally, both things are equally and vitally important. You're going to reach people through this radio station that you're not going to be able to reach by singing, you know, like, you can't adopt a random person that lives here in Albuquerque through compassion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You,
right.
You can't do those things. And one of the biggest things that I appreciate, not only about Theology Thursday, but Star 88, is just the emphasis on getting rid of just the divisions that just crop up.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
It's so hard. It's almost like, even as a Christian, your natural inclination is to just want to be like, well, that's wrong, and this is right, and this is why that's bad, and that's why this is good, and I hate this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And I just really think that at its heart, division is such a human, it's the most humanly thing that we can do, is that we divide. And part of that is because we're trying to protect ourselves and whatever, psychology, sociology, or whatever.
Yeah.
But and that's, in Theology Thursday, we take the Christian spectrum and the Christian worldview, and we show that we get past the divisions. And it's like, you know, people think this about that, and people think that about that, and they also think this about that. And there's this that you've never heard of. And there's this huge spectrum of Christian thought. And not saying, you know, that that's the way Calvary Albuquerque feels, because sometimes it's not.
Right.
Sometimes Theology Thursday, and what it at its heart, it's a discussion about the many views of these things.
Within Christianity.
Within Christianity. Right. And that's why I love it so much. Yeah. Because we're kind of slowly, you know, chipping away at that division.
One faith, one hope, one baptism, as the Apostle Paul would remind us. It's one faith, it's one hope, it's one baptism. You know, we're unified in that. You know, just to kind of wrap up some of the theological points we've made this hour, you know, we started off with this idea that God is omnibenevolent. And omnibenevolent is just that God is infinite in who he is. He's infinite in his nature and his love. And because of that, God is infinite in his love, and as part of his love is his generosity. We talked about grace and common grace. And as reflectors, as made as the image of God, imago Deo, human beings are to reflect that generosity. And we looked at specific scripture passages such as Acts 20:35. It is more blessed to give than to receive. We looked at 2 Corinthians 9:7. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And Steve, you pointed out that that means hilarious. Yeah. Someone who's merrily giving. And then in 1 Timothy 6:18-19, we learn that we're to be generous and ready to share, not storing up treasures on earth, but for the future, for heaven, for what God has in store. And then, of course, we round it off with Jesus himself, where he says, do not store up treasures here on earth, but in heaven. You know, and all of this revolves around generosity. And it's interesting that we're on this topic, because this month, I receive a Christian journal, and it's from Baylor University. So thank you for them. And they're very generous, by the way. They give this journal free to people. And it was on the topic of generosity.
Huh.
It was on the topic of generosity. And I'll give you guys the journal after I quote from it. But one of the articles was by the philosophy professor there at Baylor. And his name's Douglas Henry. And I just want our listeners to listen to what Douglas Henry had to say. He said, generosity names not merely something we do. So being generous isn't just something that we do and that we're giving, but an admirable quality of character. Generosity, folks, should be about who we are. It's something we are as individuals, as Christians. And then Henry goes on to say, undergirding the character of truly generous people is a special awareness of themselves, others, and God's gracious provision for the world. Hmm. And so what he's saying is, when we understand what it means to be generous, we're understanding our relationship to other people, we're understanding our relationship to God, and we're understanding our relationship to ourselves. Because at times we want to be acted generously towards one another. Yeah. I want to be generous towards you, Steve-O. I want to treat you with kindness.
Thanks,
and love,
buddy.
And grace. And you want that for yourself. So we understand ourselves, but we also begin to understand through generosity the nature and character of God.
Yeah.
And we understand what God has given this world and how we're to act with one another. So generosity is not just about giving, which it is about that, but it really has a deeper connotation of our interaction as humans living in community with one another.
Amen. Man, Theology Thursday, we're just about out of time, unfortunately. We do this week in and week out, every single Thursday, 9 o'clock hour. If you missed the show, you can always download the podcast, star88.fm. We are in day 4 of Crew Week. It is one of the 5 days of the year where we ask for your financial help. We are a non-commercial, non-profit station. It is because of you, the listener, that we're able to have programming like this on the education band, because a lot of people say, well, why don't you just become a commercial station, play commercials, and do that? We're 88.3 FM, which on the radio dial is part of the education band.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot just become a commercial station. We are nonprofit, and we're going to remain nonprofit.
Hence the importance of broadcasts like Theology
Absolutely.
Thursday.
Absolutely.
We are educating the public and proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So much more to support a radio station
yeah.
like that.
1-866-730-4921, the phone number. That's 1-866-730-4921. Regular contributor to Theology Thursday, our boy who listens in Houston.
Oh,
shout
yeah.
out to Paul in Houston. You know, you were talking about division and how we like to divide. And he said, that was the curse of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the ability to divide in a self-preserving way. It's kind of ironical that Adam and Eve did this in this quote-unquote self-preserving way, because all it did was bring death.
That's right.
So we think we're doing it to be self-preserving, when in essence the fruit of that was death. So an amazing stopping point. Unfortunately, that is the end of Theology.
It's time.
Thursday. It's time.
Gentlemen, great being with you
of
on
course.
This special broadcast of
yeah.
Theology Thursday. What a blessing.
Phone lines are open. In fact, Teo and I, we're going to head to the phone line room,
we are.
If you will. 1-866-730-4921, the phone number. Beverly, I promise we're going to get to Love Song in the 10 o'clock hour. It's still Throwback Thursday.
It is.
And, yeah, man, once again, Beenix, you're the man.
You're the man.
It was a pleasure, gentlemen.
Stephanie, thanks to Steph for hanging out with us. That's it for us. And we'll podcast this.
Yeah, we'll podcast it. We have tons of throwbacks coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So stick around.
There you go. On the way back, Gateway Worship and Love Song by
Love Song
from 1972.
72.
Beverly wanted to hear it. Hey, she donated, so she gets to.
That's right.
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Steve Monteo in the AM.
We'll see you at Winter Jam.
Thursday is intended to be an informational, Bible-based discussion on issues and questions that listeners present. Hosts, pastors, and guests attempt to provide reliable, accurate information. If you have additional questions or concerns, please contact the pastoral staff at Calvary Albuquerque.